Today is Thursday, March 27th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I have no idea what today is because I don't have it pulled up. It is! I don't know what day it is, Day. Let's have a look at this. It's National Scribble Day. It is National Joe Day. You know, once upon a time, I could have celebrated that day, but I am legally no longer Joe. Joseph was my first name. It's not anymore. If you're a new listener, go back to episode, I have no idea. AI could tell me that if I, you know, I should. Daniel and I have been talking about putting all of our transcripts into something like Notebook LM. And then that way we could ask questions of AI. And I think, so ChatGPT can't do it because ChatGPT's memory is only so big. I mean, it can do it, but the ChatGPT memory feature specifically cannot do what I'm talking about. But I would love it if I could say, hey, Bertha, that's what I'm going to call her, Bertha. Oh, Brunhilda. What episode did I talk about X? And she would just go, oh, Adam, that was... And then I could tell you guys, if you haven't heard the story about whatever it is that I was talking about, you should go back to episode whatever Brunhilda said. But I changed my name legally. So there you go. Everyone always asks about the plane crash, and I've talked about it in many different episodes. And if I could just ask ChatGPT, hey, what episode? There are so many things I want to work on, so many ideas floating around in my head of things that I want to work on. But all I'm doing is building podcast maps at the moment. So let's see if we have any contact here. We do have contact that I replied to, but I wanted to go ahead and read it because it also lets me advertise podcastmaps.com, where you should go now to podcastmaps.com/geekygay and you should add yourself to the map. I only have less than 10 people on the map so far. I know I have more listeners than that. I love you all. I want to know where you are. And you don't need to put an address. You just put city, state, or city, country. I live in Moscow, Russia, or I live in Berlin, Germany. Was that right? Berlin? Wait. My geography. Berlin. I know this. I like to travel. Yeah, Berlin is in Germany. And why does it sound wrong to me? What country is Moscow in? It's Russia, right? Yeah, it's Russia. Why is my brain... So I was right, and my brain was telling me that I was wrong. That is so weird. Anyway, I don't even... So podcastmaps.com/geekygay. Go there. Enter your stuff. I got an email that I wanted to cover that I had already responded to, but it was Tony. So he says, okay, well, there were two. So let's go back a little bit. He says, I entered myself like three times in podcast maps because I wasn't quite sure that I was getting the hang of it, but now I don't know how to take them out. Somebody else added two. Maybe you can help, or there will always just be three of me. Anyway, he goes on to talk about that. And then he told me that ums and uhs are fine and I should just be me. I know, Tony, but I'm listening to my own podcast and I just want to have a professional sound, right? Well, when I say professional, it's not like a Tom Brokaw here or whatever. The next email is, okay, so I was looking again at the map and saw that I couldn't delete it. I could delete it if I saved my token, but my token didn't get emailed to me and I don't remember what it is. So now there's two. So I fixed it. Anyway, bottom line, I responded to him. Thank you so much for the email, Tony. And I did respond to his email. He's like, oh, wow, you responded. Yes. Look at the customer service here for podcast maps. I'm responding to emails. It is not perfect, folks. their delete other things were not working, but I wanted to get it out there. I wanted to get it out the door. I've worked for the past 2 days. Delete is now functioning. Hopefully by the time you hear this, update will be working as well. But I will tell you, what you have to do is, if you're logged in, you don't need to remember the token. So if you log in and your PIN is associated with your login, you can just delete or edit. You won't need any token at all. You'll see a token there, but it'll do it for you. The token is for if you don't log in and you do need to save it. And I don't know if it emails it to you or not at this point, but if it doesn't, that's not a feature that I have yet. So it'll go on the backlog, folks. But hopefully delete and update are working. If you're not logged in, you need to save that token. If you are logged in, you don't need the token. So if you added the listener when you were logged in, right? It's very important. All right, there we go. Product Manager Minute is done. So I did, I think we were finished talking about the weekend. I will look and see if we have any text messages or anything else. Man, you guys, there is something that I want so bad. I don't even know if it's good. I think Daniel went in and did some. Oh, I did. I'm looking at the wrong one. I'm looking at Mix Minus's messages. There's something I'm going to fix in Mix Minus's messages before Friday. I'm going to have it put the messages at the top of the sheet. But I lied to Daniel and told him that I had already done it. And he was high enough that he didn't notice that I was just copy pasting during our episode to the top of the list. Anyway, Gary in Portland says, did I add myself to your listener map? Yes, Gary, you did. Gary added himself to the listener map. I will go ahead and mark that off. Let's go and have a look at who has added themselves to the listener map. If I go over to, what is it? podcastmaps.com/geekygay. And there are still few enough that I can just look at the map and tell you. So we have Tony from Illinois. We have myself and my partner, Mark. We have, I think that was just a test user. Yep, I'm still testing stuff. So you'll see an Adam test user there. We have young Nicholas. We have Big Fatty, or however Larry Vader says it. V-A-V-E-D, I don't know, whatever. I started listening to Little Fatty Cast, and I enjoy it, actually. Surprise, surprise. We also have Andrew. I can't pronounce your last name, but I want to say you did a great job adding yourself. Quite a few of you had problems. And I feel bad because the user experience could be better, but I'm learning React. And I want to get this out the door quickly. So I know everything is not working perfectly. I understand that. I'm not accepting credit cards or anything. It's not brain surgery, people. It's going to get better over time. But anyway, he added himself perfectly. Only needed to do it once. Super simple, I'm guessing. We also have a listener, Ben, in the UK, that has added himself. And that's it. Gary. That was Gary, yes. Gary in Portland added himself, and Tim in Alaska added himself as well. So we have, I don't know, we have like 10, but two of those are myself and Mark, so we have 8 real listeners. Although I do listen to my own show now, so there you go. So go over to podcastmaps.com/geekygay, add yourself, hopefully delete and update will be working. I still don't know. Also, my partner wants me to add location so that it just knows where you are. So who knows? Maybe that'll be there tomorrow as well. I don't know. As I'm sitting and watching TV tonight, I will be working on it. So I'm learning a little bit more about 3D modeling and for the printer specifically. Oh, I didn't tell you guys what I want. Bamboo Labs made an announcement for a new 3D printer that they have released. And I love my Bamboo printer. I love it so much. But this new one sounds amazing. It is bigger. It has dual heads, so changing colors wastes less filament. And you guys, I was looking at laser cutters and everything. It has a laser cutter tip. So you can 3D print, you can laser cut, and I think there's a tip that has a marker so you can draw with it as well. And it's so expensive, but I want it so bad. This is a thing that I will buy at some point. It may be 6 months from now. I don't know. It depends. I'm going to watch as the YouTube reviews come out. I'm going to watch them. But so far, everything I've seen is that it's an upgrade and that it's really good. But I'm sure there are going to be some negative ones. But oh my gosh. But it's very expensive. It's over double what I paid for my current one. So I don't know. I shouldn't, but there you go. So yeah, I haven't really been doing much other than working on podcast maps for the past few days. I mean, I've been basically doing that for 3 weeks. I'm probably going to stop talking about work as much. I had a meeting with my boss's boss. He's new. And it came up that I'm a podcaster, and I never know whether to tell people at work that I'm a podcaster because one thing I'm working on with my therapist is being my authentic self, because I have not been my authentic self a lot over my life. And we know I'm a people pleaser. And so I just kind of like to do whatever is going to please the other people. And so part of what I'm working on in therapy is being more authentic. And I feel like letting them know that I'm a podcaster at work is authentic. But you also don't want to be complaining about work on something that you may have coworkers listening to. I had a meeting with him. He's a really nice guy. If you're listening, you know who you are. I won't give your name. This is my little show. I'm not going to say bad things about you because you might be listening. Or maybe not. I don't know. I told him it sucks. It's a personal journal podcast. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.